We'd gone riding up one of those revolting mountains, and it was horribly hot and oppressive, and after lunch we went to sleep, or at least I did. She must have gone for a walk, alone. At any rate, when I woke up, she wasn't there, and the most frightful thunderstorm I've ever seen was just bursting on us, and it poured and roared and flashed, and the horses broke loose and ran away, and I fell down trying to catch them and hurt my knee so that I could hardly walk. Still I searched, and I shouted, and I searched, but there was no sign of her. Then I thought that she must have gone back to the rest house by herself, so I crawled down into the valley by the way we'd come. My knee was agonizingly painful, and I'd lost my soma. It took me hours. I didn't get back to the rest house till after midnight, and she wasn't there. She wasn't there, the director repeated. There was a silence. Well, he resumed at last, the next day there was a search, but we couldn't find her. She must have fallen into a gully somewhere or been eaten by a mountain lion. Ford knows. Anyhow, it was horrible. Upset me very much at the time, more than it ought to have done, I dare say, because, after all, it's the sort of accident that might have happened to anyone. And, of course, the social body persists, although the component cells may change. But this sleep-taught consolation did not seem to be very effective. Shaking his head, I actually dream about it sometimes, the director went on in a low voice. Dream of being woken up by that peal of thunder and finding her gone. Dream of searching and searching for her under the trees. He lapsed into the silence of reminiscence.
You must have had a terrible shock, said Bernard, almost enviously.